So, how are we all living? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. I'm live in Southern California. Hope you had a great weekend. Nice to have you here. Got a good show for you. The week's going to be off to a very good start. Let's get it. I am open phones in the first hour. So the first interview is not until the top of hour number two, which means you should hit me up right now. Early and often. Early and often. Welcome to the show. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. 1-800-636-8686. Hit that right now. Open phone first hour. The interview is set up like this. Coming up at the top of hour number two, Jason Lockenfora, a CBS NFL reporter, joins us. Lots of things going on in the NFL offseason. He will bring us up to date. In hour number three, a forward for Gonzaga, Corey Kispert. They have all the makings of a team that could run the table and go undefeated. Corey Kispert joins me at the top of hour number three. Also in hour number three, more college basketball. The head coach at Virginia Tech, Mike Young. March Madness right around the corner, so we will hit that hard. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome, R-O-M-E. You can also email me, as you know, at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. How was that weekend? What's up? I want to hear from you. All right, let me start with the NFL, and I want to start here for a reason. Did you see the video of Drew Brees that his trainer dropped over the weekend? I wonder if you saw that, because if you did, you know where I'm going with this. If not, you should take a look. It's the one where he's pushing a weight sled and he's running around like a maniac. And the trainer is yelling at him to stop. Stop, Drew. Stop. What are you doing? Stop. But he keeps on running and he's pushing the sled down a hill, past its stop point, on his way to the street, and then turns around and runs it back up the hill. If you have not seen it, in fact, let me help you out. Here it is.
He wants to go to the mountains.
I don't know where he's going.
Let's go. Time is on. Go. Where are we going, Maui? Come on, Tim. To the black and back, Drew. To the black. The black, Drew. Drew, to the black. Drew.
What is he doing?
Drew. What is he doing?
He said to the street.
Drew. What are you doing?
Okay. He's never done that.
Hurry up!
Don't know what he's doing.
DB, come on, what?
Oh my gosh. I'm not sure what he's doing. Never quite been done before.
He needed a challenge. I said black and back. Woo-hoo-hoo! Time. That's a new record because it's never been done before.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That whole, what is he doing? What is he doing? Does that remind any of you of, Ma! Meatloaf Ma! What is she doing? I never know what she's doing. I don't know. There's a lot in that video, right? Starting with the comments on the video, which included messages like, we got a little squirrely today. And as Breeze is sprinting down the hill, there are messages like, what is he doing? With the crying, laughing emojis and the hashtag, he's never done that, with the shrugging emojis. And then this message, quote, not sure why he's so cray-cray today, but something must be brewing, end quote. And then two more shrugging emojis. So there's a whole lot to unpack in that video. You can take that in so many different directions, starting with the fact that somebody needs to dial it back on the emojis and the on-screen text. I'm not sure who was working harder in that video. The person pushing the sled or the person pushing out those messages and emojis. And here's the big observation. The big takeaway. The video did not look like the video of a guy who's about to retire. And by the way, on that topic, it didn't even look like Drew Brees. Now, let me get this out of the way immediately, and then we'll move on. What I mean by that is, his hair does look darker than it has in the past. It seems like maybe there's more of it than there maybe has been in the past. I mean, it looked like dude grabbed Zac Efron's hair and just taped it to his head. I mean, the world has not been caught off guard like this by a Breeze look since Oprah tried to get that lipstick off his face.
Wow, wow, wow. There's a big old
right there. Awkward. super awkward. Anyway, the Oprah appearance was about a decade ago, and yet somehow he looks even younger in this training video than he did then. I mean, maybe that hair was why he was so cray-cray today. I guess what I'm saying is this. That did not look like a guy who turned 42 last month. That looked like a dude who turned 22 last month. And no, I'm not here to lettuce shame. Like, I love it. I dig it. Change up the look. That's great. There's no shame in that. You should do whatever you can to look as good as you can. He looks younger. He looks great. He looks like he's hungry. If you're a 40-something quarterback, these are all good things. These are all smart things. And it gets me to the biggest question. Not about his hair, but about his future. Because there were reports that he was going to retire after the season. That loss to Tom Brady in the playoffs was supposed to be the end of his career. And it seemed to be underlined when Breeze and his family hung out on the Superdome field after that game. And his kids were playing around. And then Brady came out to talk to him, and it felt like a couple of great quarterbacks saying farewell to each other as great competitors. And the expectation was Breeze would announce his retirement a few days after that game. Except that never came. A few days went by, then a few weeks went by, now we're closing in on a couple of months since that game, and still no announcement from Drew Breeze. Now, last month he did take a pay cut for this season, one that took his base salary from $25 million to the league minimum for a player who has been in the league as long as he has. And when that happened, when he took that haircut from $25 million down to just over $1 million, it seemed like he was doing that as a way to free up space for the Saints from an accounting standpoint. Except for one thing, we still have not heard an official announcement that he is retiring. And if he really is retiring, why would he be out there doing prowler pushes in the hot sun? I mean, that's not what somebody does in retirement. That's not what you do when you're looking to look good in a suit in a broadcast booth. Like, I understand this notion that you don't want to get out of shape in retirement. Some guys are really good like that. Like, Takeo Spikes made the argument to me once that you want to make sure that you're not the guy who has to leave his shirt on in the pool. Except what Breeze was doing in that video is totally different from what you'd want to do if you merely want to maintain or you want to stay in good shape in retirement. What I'm saying is you don't do prowler pushes just to stay in shape after your playing days are over. Pushing a sled like that way is brutal. Like, it sucks the wind out of your chest, the life out of your legs. You don't need to do that to stay in shape. You do that to be in peak shape. You retire so you don't have to do that type of thing anymore. You retire so you don't have to do prowler pushes, not so you can free up time to do more prowler pushes. So, if he's letting that video go out, and he's working that hard, and he has not announced his retirement, what does it all mean? Does that mean he's coming back? That'd be great, right? That'd be awesome. The league is better when Breeze is in it. If he's coming back, I think that's tremendous. I would love to see a fully healthy Drew Breeze come back for one last ride. That would be cool. And was he motivated by seeing Brady win another ring and think to himself, man, if he can do it, I can do it. I mean, after all, I did go 2-1 against Brady this year. And if he saw Brady, was he thinking about maybe trying to pull a Brady and go someplace else for the final chapter? Could that be what this is about? That part to me would be pretty weird. You have to think he's coming back to the Saints if he comes back. I can't see a scenario where he'd go someplace else, not when he's on a team that's got those kind of weapons and a defense like that. So, bottom line, what does that video mean? I'm not sure. I do not know what that video means, but I know this. I know what it better not mean. Again, I don't know what it means, but I know what it better not mean. It better not be some prank, because that's not funny. If he's out here just yanking everybody's chain, man, that's not cool. Nor is that funny. Don't do it. If this is some sort of attempt at viral marketing to get buzz for a new product, man, that will be less than cool. Way less than cool. You see, those videos that do that type of thing, that are calculated misdirections, man, they're never cool. They're never clever. In fact, they're the opposite of cool and clever. They're lame. They're annoying. And the folks that are doing them should have much better things to do with their time, especially if you're an all-time great, especially if you're Drew Brees. So I'm not saying I know what it is. I'm just saying it better not be that. I mean, you remember that note about not sure why he's so cray-cray today, but something must be brewing. Kind of got my antenna up, and not in the best way. If that mention of brewing is the start of a viral campaign for coffee or beer or hair restoration, man, that would suck. That would not be cray-cray. That would be lame-lame. So I'm not going to say that Brees has to announce his retirement yesterday. It is the hardest decision. He could and should take his time, but do not ruin it with some sort of corny viral campaign. If this video is the start of a Brees comeback, great. If it's the start of a commercial for car insurance, I'm pissed. If this is an elaborate Hulu promotion, not cool. And haters, I know what you're thinking. Instead of a 50-second prowler push, cray-cray would be Drew throwing 50 tight spirals into the wind and not a bunch of fluttering duck-ducks. It's March 1st. Let's see how it plays out. And Rex, no growler pushes in the form of an email or a call or a tweet. Those were prowler pushes.
The black, Drew!
The meatloaf!
Drew to the black!
We want it now!
Drew!
The meatloaf!
Right? It just better not be that. Man, I hope he's coming back. Or he's trying to stay in shape. But it better not be for something else. Chris, no longer in St. Pete, tweets, did Drew steal my wig? No one will recognize me if I don't have my thick, full dome of hair. Signed, Brian Urlacher. Hey, again, I've got no issue with this. I'm not in any way here to lettuce shame. You know, went with a different color, seems to have more of it. Who the hell doesn't want that? If you're graying out and thinning out and you could find a way to get more lettuce or restore your lettuce and bring back color, wouldn't you? I've got no problem with that, especially if you're one of those guys who is aging at a position where you don't want to age too much and you want to send a message. Man, I look good, feel good. I can play well still, if that's what that's about. Johnny Scabs, quote, Jimmy, some guys just don't know when to call it quits. Signed, Stevie Carbone. What, as a caller? As a smack-off participant? Is that what you mean, Scabs? Scabs, are you accusing somebody else of not knowing when to quit? That's rich. One for three, C1. Of course those viral campaigns truly work. Signed, the Bang campaign. Man, Bang was so far ahead of its time. I can't believe that that came down the line in the mid-90s. Not that campaign, the other Bang campaign. We had a commercial of a product called Bang. It was a pheromone. Very subtle. Wear this fragrance. It's called Bang. Drew in West LA, quote, just turned 42. It's time to tweet out that video that we filmed 5 years ago. Do it. Signed, Drew Brees to his social media guy. Yeah, they're already winning, right? I started the show by talking about it. You're reacting to it. They're already getting exactly what they want. I just hope that that's not what I fear it is. The start of some viral campaign and then pushing out some lame product. Hi, Jim. Even I'm confused by this Drew Brees video. Regards, the blueprint of a Trader Joe's parking lot. Ashley, Nebraska. Okay, so that sounds very, very random to me. I think I know if the JTP is on today. The Trader Joe parking lot. Am I right? Rome Slice, how was your weekend? Short answer, stressful, confusing, and an absolute mess. Regards, Trader Joe's parking lots. Geoff and Lincoln, again, I'd like to know what you five dopes do. Do you just sit around spitballing? All right. Anybody else? What else does somebody have? Ashley, what do you have? Hey, y'all ever been to a Trader Joe parking lot, man? Yeah, that's it. I hate that place. It's the worst. Let's go with it. Let's go with that early and often. Early and often. All right, some other topics. Now, the one thing that I pride myself in is fair and balanced coverage. I have taken more than my share of runs at the New York Knicks, but probably not even as many as they deserve, to be fair and balanced. Except they're balling out. They're playing well right now. They're over 500. It is March 1st, and they've got a winning record. So credit where credit is due. I mean, give the Knicks some bleeping credit for real. And I will. That's coming up a little bit later on. My thoughts on the Knicks. Also, my thoughts on the Clippers, who find a way to choke away another game. The more things change, the more they stay exactly the same. And you know what? You already ran the coach. You can't blame him. So whose fault is it now? I want to talk some golf. The golf world acknowledged Tiger Woods, paid homage to him by gearing up in red this weekend. I will get to that too. And our interviews do start in hour number two. I've got Jason Lock in four at the top, Corey Kispert in hour number three. Mike Young is the head basketball coach at Virginia Tech. He joins me in hour three as well. And I got a little whip around for you, a little Monday whip around. Going over the weekend. Hey, pick up the phone. Use it. 1-800-636-8686. Quick question. Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so amazing? Well, there is something to be said for a family business, which will always stand by quality and produces the world's best beef jerky. Do not be fooled by other brands. Like, don't make this assumption that beef jerky is beef jerky. It's not. They're not the same. Make sure you choose Old Trapper. You can actually see the quality that you're buying right through their iconic Clearview packages. That's why it's set up like that. And every bite is tender. It's never tough because they use only the finest ingredients. From their lean strips of beef, seasoned with top quality spices, to their real wood-fired smoke. Old Trapper delivers quality in every single bite, and it comes in four amazing flavors. There's Old Fashioned, there's Teriyaki, there's Peppered. And if you need a little more zing in your life, they've got Hot and Spicy too. All providing true, sustained energy. Old Trapper is just a better way to snack. If you're looking for a better snack, that's the one. Make it part of your weekly grocery list. Keep a good supply on hand for you and your family. If you don't see it, ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef?
You're listening to the Jim Rome.
I'm telling you, it's the rare open phone first hour. Take advantage of it. I like it. It feels good. We're coming off a weekend, and we're starting the week together, and it's the rare, wide-open first hour. Why would you not take advantage of that? Hit me up right now. Now, you know me. I'm coming from a good place. I want to, it at all costs, I can't always do this, but I want to keep it positive. I really do. I want to be upbeat. I want to be positive. I want to be optimistic. I want to be enthusiastic. I want to give you positive takes. I'm not here to hate. I'm not here to crack on people, except people do dumb things. People do things where you got to hold them accountable. People are going to get cracked. But I'm always going out of my way to find something positive. And it's March 1st, and I have a positive message for the world. And it's a message that I thought that I would not be sharing anytime soon. Yet here we are. Here the bleep we are. Credit where credit's due. This is the way I've always run this program. Having said that, break up the New York Knicks. Break up the red hot New York Knicks. Yes, I said it. In fact, Alvin, I'm going to need a bed for this one. Give me the song that every single Knicks fan knows and loves. I can't believe I'm doing this. But I am. Because I'm looking at the calendar. I'm looking at the standings. I'm looking up the scoreboard. It is March 1st. It is March 1st, 2021 AD. And the New York Knicks are above 500. And if you think that's not big news, you're wrong. If you think that's not a thing, you are wrong. Because according to The Athletic, this is just the third time in 20 years they've had a winning record after 35 games. I mean, think about that. How crazy is that? Third time in 20 years after 35 games, they've had a winning record. Third bleeping time in two decades. And that is one of the proudest franchises, not just in the NBA, but in all of professional sports. Man, that's how bleak things have been. That's how crappy they've been as a team and as an organization. So if you're a Knicks fan and you're feeling it right now, I'm not talking you off that. You should celebrate a winning record because that does not happen very often. In fact, I was beginning to wonder if that was ever going to happen ever again. It's the first time the Knicks have been above 500 this late in the year since 2013. And those were the Carmelo Anthony, Amari Stoudemire, and J.R. Smith Knicks. And if it feels like that's ancient history, it's because it was. I mean, step aside, Melo. Take a seat, Stat. Do what you do, J.R., because there are some new New York Knicks in town, starting with Julius Randle, a certified all-star. And he showed that once again last night in the win over Detroit.
Shot clock down to four. Randle. Jab step. Three-pointer's good. Julius Randle again.
I'm telling you, I could run one highlight of this guy after another. He is that good. And his game has improved that much. Check out this quote from teammate Nerlens Noel.
I remember playing against him last year, years before, and you know, now he's just, it's just a different confidence. You know, it's all-star. You know, simply put, he shoots the ball with ultra confidence. Tonight he was in his bag with the mid-range. So I think that's really, you know, taking a real step forward for him to, you know, be the leader of this team and, you know, lead by examples.
So Randle putting that team on his back on a nightly basis, which is great. But it's not just him. Other guys are stepping up too. Derrick Rose, 14-5 last night against his old team. And then you've got R.J. Barrett showing flashes.
Alec Burks is well in there. Grant drives inside. Blocked from behind by Barrett. Good help defense.
Got numbers if they push.
Barrett drives, goes inside. And layup goes. Somehow he got it to go in. Looked like he was...
All right, so Apple, tell me I'm wrong. I'm not there. I'm just sitting here in California. Tell me I'm wrong, but it seems to me you have quickly fallen in love with Emmanuel Quickly. Hey-o! But I'm telling you, this crew, this team, they will D you up.
Sadiq Bey fakes, drives, goes inside, blocked by Noel. Nerlens Noel rejects it right at the rim.
So what that means, last night's performance means that team is now second in the league in defensive efficiency. And he's not going to be happy with that. Quote, number one, I'm never happy. But they've won three straight. They've won 7 of 9. And I'm not here to say that those wins have come against the likes of the Wizards, Rockets, Hawks, T-Wolves, Kings, Pacers, and Pistons. And that crew does not have a winning record among them. Don't care. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. So I'm not here to crash or wreck your party, Knicks fans. In fact, I'm here to give you some bleeping credit. I mean, for real.
Give them some credit. I mean, for real.
Like, normally I hate playing this game, but in the case of the Knicks, I'm happy to do so. If the season ended right now, this is a playoff team. A playoff team. The New York Knicks would be in the playoffs after all those years of dysfunction, after all the humiliation, all the disappointment, all the embarrassments. After swinging and missing on every single big free agent for the last few years, after getting your hopes up in the draft lottery, only to get kicked in the package over and over again, after clanking one draft pick after another, after having an owner who's more committed to his crappy blues band than his equally crappy basketball team, after being the butt of every single joke, after all that, these guys actually look okay. And I've got no problem saying it. Credit where credit is due. They've actually earned some credit. In fact, if I'm being real, they look better than okay. They're actually pretty cool. They're a pretty cool team because they're tough as hell defensively. They get after you and they make life miserable for the opposition. Like, I don't want to get really crazy with it, but this Knicks team is starting to feel like some of those great Knick teams of the 90s. You know, the team that everybody laughed at is now laughing. And it's a deep, throaty Tom Thibodeau laugh. Right. Right, Tom. Like, the Knicks are over 500 right now. And if you think that I'm going to do some hard pivot, or I'm being patronizing, or I'm mocking them by giving them a golf clap because they're barely above average, that's not what I'm here for. That's not what I'm doing. That's not what I'm saying. They're over 500 in March. And I'll tell you why that's significant. A number of reasons. One, it's the Knicks. Number two, they're over 500 in March, but do you know who's not? The Boston Celtics. You know who else isn't? The 2020 Eastern Conference champs, the Miami Heat. Do you know who else is not? The 2019 NBA champs, the Toronto Raptors. You need more. The New Orleans Pelicans got Zion Williamson, the guy the Knicks thought that, well, the fans thought they were owed. They're not above 500, but the Knicks are. How about this? The Knicks have the fourth best record in the East. Like, I'd ask the question, are the Knicks actually that good? Are they actually the fourth best team in that conference? I'll tell you who's got the answer. Knicks fans. They were partying in the streets after the Knicks got to 500 with their win over the Pacers on Saturday.
Let's go, Knicks!
Yeah! Dude, they're partying like that after reaching 500. I thought they were going to Crisco up the light poles. I thought dudes would be eating horse crap in the streets. That's how hard they went when they got to 500. And then you chase that with going over 500 last night. Man, look the hell out. As Spike Lee told Mark Stein, quote, "I see orange and blue skies again. I'm very, very encouraged," end quote. I agree, Spike. The only thing that sucks about this season for the Knicks is the fact that the pandemic is preventing the Garden from being packed every single night. Because you know what? The Mecca deserves to be packed. It deserves to be rocking yet again. But for the Knicks and not for their opponents. It deserves to get some new banners up in the rafters. And I'm not talking about ones for Billy Joel. I'm talking about basketball banners. So, I don't want to get ahead of myself. I just want to make sure that you all understand. I'm not here to hate. Not now. Not when it comes to the Knicks. I'm actually here to celebrate. This crew is on track for a playoff spot for only the fifth time in the 20 years that James Dolan has owned that team. All I can say is, go New York, go. Go New York, go. Honestly, I've not seen Knicks fans this geeked since the 90s, since Allen Houston was dropping threes, since Spree was choking fools, since Starks was going baseline and throwing down on Mike. Since Chris Childs was giving Kobe the hands.
Shaq has it. His jumper is short. Oh, Kobe. And now a fight breaks out between Kobe Bryant and Chris Childs.
Crazy. Chris Childs punched him twice. And
Kobe. Yeah, he did. Wild. What up, Mamba? I miss the Mamba. A lot of people miss the Mamba. You know, as far as the Knicks, though, I mean, we haven't seen anything like this since, I don't know, since my guy Charles Smith was getting rejected at the rim about a dozen times.
Ewing out to set a pick. Here Starks changed his mind. Down to 10. Ewing for Smith. Smith. Scrub Smith. Stop Smith. Stopped again.
I'm telling you, there were some good times. Well, maybe not that. Mike might be the GOAT. And if that's your opinion, I'm not talking you off it. I kind of came up in that generation. But John Starks going baseline and throwing down on him with his offhand is still one of my favorite moments in the history of sports. That was so brass. That was so unbelievable.
That's f***ing bullshit.
Man, that was awesome, Mike. You know it was. Tip your hat, Mike. My man elevated and threw down on you on the big stage with his offhand.
There's no way you can convince me.
I don't care what he did
f-
in the game thereafter. It was just great. What I'm saying is good times, Knicks fans. Hopefully, it's a new day. Hopefully, going forward, when you think of the Knicks, this is not the very first
wash
thing you think
my
of.
Troubles, wash away my pain with the rain and Shambhala. Wash away my
Why are you telling me to break?
Wash away
there are no breaks when I'm hyping the Knicks. Who knows when that'll happen again? But just so you know, man, I take pride in this fact. Yes, I've been verbally battering them for years because they deserve it. But I like what I see right now, and I've got to give them credit. I have to give the Knicks credit. I like what I'm seeing, and they are over 500. All right, when we come back, McClellan's, maybe you missed what I said. I said it's an open phone first hour. The phones are ringing, but I'm looking for the right calls. Somebody step up, elevate the process, make the thing better, take advantage of it. It's not always that we have an open phone first hour, so get in here, and we're coming off a weekend. Let's get you a sports update. Here is the first one of this program.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
So at this point, I should not even have to tell you, but I will. It's Monday. That makes it an ATP day. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Ask me a question. I will answer one or more of them later on in the program. In the meantime, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. All right, some quick reaction. And remember, it's still an open phone first hour. The interviews start at the top of hour two. Jim, I appreciate the love for the Knicks. I remember the Carmelo Knicks, the Patrick Ewing Knicks, and the Clyde Frazier Knicks. I have suffered through their mediocrity for many seasons, but I saw the difference in the way they were playing from the beginning this year. Tibbs for Coach of the Year, Larry in Albany. Listen, it's a small sampling, but it's enough of a sampling that I can roll out here and give them credit. Like, I'm not going to come out here if they start the year 1-0, like, oh, they're over 500. Different culture, different time. Look at Tibbs. But watching them throughout the year so far, man, there is something different. I like what I see. That's why I just devoted an entire positive take to the Knicks. This is what you get from me. This has always been the premise of the show. When somebody deserves to get cracked, they're going to get cracked. When somebody deserves to get some positive run, they're going to get that too. And it can be the same person. It can be the same organization. Case in point, the Knicks. Hey, Rome, I also just got above 500. Signed, Jonah Phil. Lee in Vancouver. Let me guess, Lee, you came across a photograph of Jonah Hill over the weekend, and he might have gained a pound or five. Who cares? Who cares? Isn't that part of his thing anyway? Being a little blubbery? Wasn't he the guy who said, I'm funnier when I'm fat? Again, we're not here to talk about personal appearances. Except this comes in. Hey, Jim, I think that Drew Brees coming back for another season is a great idea. Signed, Dan Marino, after losing 62-7 to the Jacksonville Jaguars in his last NFL game.
Dan Marino.
Vincent, Illinois. Again, we don't know if he's coming back or not. I'm speculating based on that video. It seemed like they were trying awfully hard in that video, though. It seemed like they were working awfully hard. It seemed like they were, quote, overacting in the video. So what did that video mean exactly? I don't really know.
Drew!
Rome, Bill Self and Burt Reynolds approve of Drew's cabbage. Taylor in Lexington. Again, I don't really have an issue with that. I only acknowledged it because so many of you were so locked in on it. Like, dude, what happened to his hair? Why is it darker? Why is there more of it? What's going on here? And I'm going to answer the question the same way again. If you're first of all, if you're anybody at all, and you're trying to slow the aging process, reverse the aging process, turn 40 into the new 30, turn 50 into the new 40, what is that a reason to crack on somebody for trying to be healthier, for trying to look more youthful? How about this? For trying, for actually trying, for not giving in. That's a problem now. Now we're giving people credit for trying to stay younger. I don't care about any of that. I'm acknowledging that there's a difference, but what I'm saying is you couple the lettuce, the color, the volume, and the fact that my man is running a sled all the way out to the highway, he looks younger than 42. He looks hungry. He looks motivated. And I wonder if all of this is so he can keep playing. If so, that's awesome. But if he's doing it as a misdirection, if he's doing it because he's trying to make some video go viral and it's going to lead to some kind of coffee product, or it's a elaborate Hulu promotion, then I'm pissed. Then I'm pissed. But I don't know. I'll reserve judgment. Prince Paul 3 tweets, the Knicks are over 500. So am I. Thanks, Keith Richards. Yeah, I know, clones. Old and fat is a terrible way to go through life. Can you just stop doing this? I know I'm asking a lot. Can you stop doing it? Hey, Rome, big deal. I was over 500 after one spring training. Signed, Garvey. Lee in Vancouver. You know how nostalgia is cool? You know how throwing it back is cool sometimes? Resetting Garv isn't. That's not funny. That's not fresh. That's not cool. You know, the ultimate Padre, whatever you want to do with that. It's just, it's 2021. Can we move on? Can we move on? Can you join me here in this century? Drew is back for more. What are you talking about? Trader Joe's parking lots are very spacious. Signed, Men's Warehouse Suits.
I guarantee it.
And finally, JJ Sportmo tweets, Drew Brees better get that rocket arm ready. He needs to scare that huge bird off your fence. All right, checking out my IG stories. Yeah, I don't know what that bird's about at all. There is some weird, weird bird that's been patrolling my backyard. This is why you want to find me on Instagram so I can take you inside and show you what the types of critters and animals I have to deal with here in Cali. There was an update from Andrew Bogish, and he referenced J.J. Watt. Field Yates tweets, J.J. Watt has updated his Peloton bio, and it now reads SB56, GB, CLE, BUF. And Field Yates has a few emojis and then writes, if nothing else, JJ has us all dialed in. JJ! Except now, JJ Watt, 2 minutes ago, verified JJ Watt tweeted a picture of himself in Arizona Cardinal gear. And the tweet is, source, me. All right, so who are you going to believe? An alleged Peloton account or the verified blue check account? Let me just check out a couple of other things really quickly. Adam Schefter is also on Twitter. And he says J.J. Watt is signing with the Arizona Cardinals per J.J. Watt. All right. So J.J. Watt is on Twitter with a picture of him in an Arizona Cardinals shirt and then tweets just, source, me. Here's my immediate reaction to that. I've been banging the drum loudly that there are a number of places that would make sense for him. But the one place that made the most sense for him, America's team, the Cleveland Browns. Imagine J.J. Watt and Myles Garrett coming after quarterbacks. The Browns have a need. The Browns have money. And that's where he should be. And I stand by that. Having said that, all right, I stand by that, period. Let that breathe. He should be with America's team. That was the place to go.
Please.
Having said that, if Arizona is where he ends up, that is the next best thing, man. I love that. Schefter tweets, Cardinals are giving J.J. Watt a 2-year, $31 million deal, which includes $23 million guaranteed per source. All right, so for everybody who was wondering, what could he get? How much is he worth on the open market? Pretty much that. 2 years, $31 million, $23 guaranteed. So 15 and a half per, 23 of it guaranteed. Now, what does that mean? If he's going to the Cards, then we're talking about him being on the other side of Chandler Jones. Have fun with that. Have fun blocking those two guys. I'm going to tell you something about the Cardinals, man. The things that this franchise is able to execute and pull off. I mean, what were we hearing? Aside from that Peloton account, we were hearing the Browns made sense, the Packers made sense, the Steelers on some level because his brothers play there, the Buffalo Bills made sense. And then out of nowhere, Steve Keim and the Cardinals move in silence. I mean, stealth, under the cover of night. Out of nowhere, they're the ones who get J.J. Watt. Really impressive. Hell of a move by the Cards. So again, I'm on record as saying he should have gone to America's team, but if he's not going there, then the Cards are the next best thing. And I could not respect that they got this guy in the manner and they did. They just got better. Just got better. If I'm Larry Fitzgerald and I'm not sure what I want to do, I'm looking at that, and all of a sudden I've got a much better idea of what I want to do. Cardinal fan, reaction. I want to make that point one more time. There was all this talk about fit, cap space, and where he might end up. Cleveland, Buffalo, Green Bay, Pittsburgh, and Arizona seemingly out of thin air, out of nowhere, gets this guy in silence. Man, that's how you do it. Hats off to Steve Keim and the Cardinals. Man, that's how you do it. That's how you do business. All right, so looks like he is on his way to the Cards. Source me. When we come back, Jason Lock and Fora, I'm sure we'll have thoughts on that and more. That's coming up next. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Hour number two, straight ahead.